Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Yes, who's putting out this survey?
Oh, yes, sir. We're actually calling from opinion research. So mostly it's about an election survey. For example, the first question does say, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Oh, great, sir. Moving on. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislator. Will you definitely vote in the primary, probably vote in the primary, or not vote in the primary?
Vote in the primary.
That'd be definitely, sir, or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, well, I just want to know your opinion about certain persons or organizations. For example, I have Aaron Zwiener. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I don't have an opinion.
What about Roland Gutierrez? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I would lean towards more favorable.
Because you can say very favorable or somewhat favorable as well.
I don't know him as well, but I would say somewhat favorable.
No problem. What about Chevo Pastrano? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I don't know him.
No problem.
I do see his signs everywhere, but I don't know him.
Oh, okay. What about Beto O'Rourke? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I do have a favorable opinion about him.
Debbie Berry or somewhat?
Very.
What about Joe Biden? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about Ruben Becerra? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I don't know him very well.
No problem. And Debbie Gonzalez, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Don't know her very well.
What about Greg Kosser? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Don't know him very well.
Okay. And moving on. Well, in a Democratic primary election, sir, for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you say you would vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Roland Gutierrez.
No problem. Okay. And moving on, sir, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate would you say, Aaron Zwiener or Chevo Pastrano, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Aaron Zwiener. I'm more familiar with her.
Okay, no problem. And moving on, well, here's some more information. I'm just going to read about two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. So let me read this quickly, all right? And the first one would say, sir, the first statement says, Chevo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hayes County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as a son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. All right, Chevo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to end gridlock on IH-35 and increase the minimum wage. Erin Sweener is in her third as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive hard worker and rules expert means she is effective both at stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hayes County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at her child's schools, an educator, an outer, and a conservationist by training. Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers to maintain local control over growth and development, and she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. So based on this, sir, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote if you had to choose today, sir? Aaron Zwiener or Chevo Pastrano?
Aaron Zwiener.
Aaron Zwiener. All right. And moving on, sir, I want to read how important, all right, a candidate's position in each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in the Democratic primary election for state representative. Use a 1 to 5, right? 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all. So the first person, well, the first statement I have, all right, is, well, fully funding public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes from a 1 to a 5. How much would you rate that, sir? Keep in mind, 1 is not important. 5 is most important.
A five,
no problem. And moving on, sir. Voting rights and protecting democracy from a 1 to a 5. How much would you rate that?
5.
Okay, and vouchers stopping Governor Abbott plans to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools from a 1 to a 5. How important do you consider that?
5.
A 5. Moving on quickly, sir. Growth, development, and traffic congestion from a 1 to a 5. How much would you consider that?
5.
And fighting against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process from a 1 to a 5. How important do you feel that is?
5.
And moving on quickly, sir. Strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts from a 1 to a 5. How important do you feel that is?
5.
And gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons from a 1 to a 5. How important do you feel that is?
5.
Climate change and protecting the environment from a 1 to a 5. How important do you feel that is?
5.
And restoring abortion rights from a 1 to a 5. How important do you think it is?
5.
All right. And moving on, sir, when it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures, or one whose pro-life religious beliefs leads them to support some of Texas restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives? Which one would you go more with, sir, the first or second one?
The first one.
Moving on quickly, sir. Here are a few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. I just want you to answer if each would cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or it doesn't make a difference to you. So the first one says, the candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism. They are not in touch with Hayes County. Does that make you definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or would not make a difference?
If they're not in touch with Hayes County, I would probably vote against them.
Okay. As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault. Does that make you definitely vote against him, probably vote against him, or doesn't make a difference?
Vote against him.
Would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, the candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy, accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her. Does that make you definitely vote against him, probably vote against him, or would not make a difference?
Vote against him. Strongly vote against.
Okay. And this one says, well, the candidate lives in Hayes County now. They grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have strong, deep roots here. Does that make you definitely vote against him, probably vote against him, or doesn't make a difference?
Probably doesn't make a difference.
Okay. And the last one for this section says, the candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes. Does that make you definitely vote against him, probably vote against him, or doesn't make a difference?
Probably vote against him.
All right, moving on quickly, sir. Thank you so far for your responses. Well, lately some statements about the record of State Representative Erin Zwiener, all right, I just want you to tell me your reaction, all right, to each of these statements. It could be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, all right? So my first statement is, sir, after listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Erin passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public school. All right, so does that reaction to her make you very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Okay. And as the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Sweener leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space. Does this make you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Okay, Erin Sweener has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republicans' extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restriction against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans. Does this make you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Okay. Erin Sweener has a record of delivering for Hays County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local community tools to manage growth. Does this make you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Okay. And Erin Sweener is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ rights. Does this make you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Mm-hmm. And Representative Sweener successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that would have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools. Does this make you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
We're almost done, sir. And Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills. Does this make you feel very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Neutral. All right, and moving on. My other question to you would be, sir, is after hearing this information, sir, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today, sir? Would you say Erin Sweener or Chevo Pastrano?
Erin Sweener.
Okay, sir. And moving on. Well, these last questions for clarification.
We keep moving on.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. These are the last ones, I promise. All right. So, okay. would you say your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or over 65?
55 to 64.
Okay. All right. And moving on, sir. Well, would you consider yourself to be Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage? Would you say yes or a no?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Doctorate.
Great. All right. And how long have you lived in Hays County? Would you say 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30, or over 30 years?
Mm-hmm. 11 to 20.
Okay. And that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Have a nice day. Thank you, sir.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.